Phone now, the former Oregon Duck reunited with head coach Chip Kelly. Taylor, we welcome you to the show. Congratulations. Must be just an amazing feeling to be back with Chip.
Yeah, no, it's a great feeling to be back with Chip and Coach Adenero and, you know, all the Oregon staff.
Let's talk about your development, a four-year starter at Oregon. The move from high school to college, obviously, Taylor, you had no problem making that transition.
No, you know, it just kind of just worked out for me. And, you know, having Coach Ed teach me and coach me, you know, the techniques and the 3-4 scheme worked out real well for me. And, you know, it went pretty well.
Taylor, do you have a feel for what the Eagles are doing defensively and how it differs from what you played at the University of Oregon?
You know, I've watched them, you know, some tape, and I went and visited, and they showed me some of their tape, and, you know, it's pretty similar what, you know, the Eagles are doing and what I did at Oregon. You know, the defenses are pretty similar, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Taylor, you broke your foot in January training. What happened? And then, you know, from a psychological standpoint, here you are. You're all pumped up. You're ready to go, embarking on this long process, and you break your foot. What happened, and how did you overcome that from a psychological standpoint?
Yeah, you know, I was training for the Senior Bowl, and it was just kind of a freak accident. I was just doing, practicing a pass rush move around the bag, and, you know, something just felt a little pop in there, and so it didn't turn out very well, is what I hoped for. But, you know, it was tough. It was obviously the Senior Bowl, and it was a big deal, and then found out that I couldn't compete at the Combine. So, you know, it makes it tough, but you just got to realize that, you know, it's out of my control. The only thing I could do is, you know, do everything I could to heal it. And then, you know, that's what we did. And had a great, you know, team with my agent and family. We all, you know, worked together to, you know, to bring that and, you know, make sure that it is going to heal. And now it's 100%. So it's doing really well.
When Chip left the University of Oregon, did you ever envision that someday you might be reunited with him and Jerry Azzanero in the NFL?
You know, it's always a thought, you know, that'd be cool. And obviously now it's come true. So, you know, it's just a neat deal to be able to go back to them and be with them since we spent so much time together and had so much fun times together.
And you have a teammate, Josh Huff, who will be joining you here in this year's rookie class. What can you tell us about Josh?
Obviously everyone knows he's a great player. He's a great person. He's a great, you know, being a teammate with him, being captains with him, you know, he's just a great guy to be around, and I think Philadelphia would be happy. I mean, they're going to love him and see what he can do out there.
Taylor, give us the kind of the scene. What is it like being an Oregon Duck football player? You know, the rest of the country sees the cool uniforms and all the wins and the points scored and the up-tempo, and it really looks like it is an amazing collegiate football atmosphere. What was it like to be a player there?
I mean, you almost said, I mean, everything that we have at Oregon is just amazing. And, you know, the point that we go out there to, you know, win the football games and be on the team and, you know, be with these guys and what they have going on at Oregon and what Chip instilled at Oregon and, you know, what Coach Helfrich is now instilling in Oregon is it's a neat deal. You know, kids can have fun and they love it out there. And, you know, people just see our nice uniforms. But when we're practicing, you know, we're all having fun and, you know, we're working hard. But it's just it's a neat atmosphere, and we're blessed that we can, you know, have the nice facilities and uniforms. But, you know, that's just a bonus of what really happens on in Oregon.
What do you need to work on, Taylor? What are some of the priorities you have to make yourself into the best NFL player you can be?
Obviously I need to, you know, learn the playbook and, you know, work on, you know, different set of skills, because this is it's a whole different level, whole different, you know, playing style. And it's just not playing in the Pac-12 or, you know, bowl games. Now we're going against the best of the best. So I think it's just all around, everything's just going to have to improve.
Did you have a favorite Oregon uniform to wear?
They have so many. I really liked wearing the all-black ones.
Nice.
Those are nice ones.
Do they let you keep any of these things forever?
Yeah, you can purchase them. They always get to keep one jersey at the end of each year, but you can purchase them once you're done.
Okay. And the foot is completely healthy? You ran a 4.8 at the pro day? That's all in your past?
Yeah, it's all in the past, and I've been doing everything, getting ready for this day, so it's 100%.
That's great. What was your scene today? I know it's early in the day for you. Did you have some family and friends over to see what was happening here on the third day of the draft?
Yeah, we went over to my grandparents' house, and my mom and dad and my fiance came, and a couple family and friends. We just had breakfast, and you know, I just kind of been watching the draft and going back and forth. It's a nice fireplace we got outside, so it's just kind of relaxing out here.
Is this about where you thought you would go? Did you figure the fifth round was about right?
To be honest, it's tough to say. You know, obviously talking with my agent, you know, he thought, I don't know, he said fourth, fifth. We just didn't really know. And, you know, I think this is, you know, obviously I'm so excited for this. So, I could care less.
Well, Taylor, I know you've been here before. We welcome you back to Philadelphia. We look forward to seeing you here at the NovaCare Complex. And will you be able to practice and do the OTAs? Is your class graduated?
Yeah, I already graduated from college, so I'm good to go.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. Well, hey, Taylor, congratulations once again, and we thank you so much for joining us here. The Philadelphia Eagles welcome you, and thanks for joining us on Eagles Draft Live.
All right, thank you very much.